This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Senior BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Maharashtra for a third time today. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will administer him the oath of office and secrecy at Mumbai's historic Azad Maidan at 5:30 p.m. Mr. Fadnavis was unanimously elected the leader of BJP Legislature Party yesterday. Mr. Fadnavis, along with allies Shiva Sena Chief Eknath Shinde and NCP Chief Ajit Pawar, met the governor yesterday, who invited him to form a new government in the state. The BJP Shiva Sena NCP combined had secured a landslide victory in the recently held Maharashtra Assembly elections, winning 230 out of 288 seats. The BJP secured 132 seats, while the Shiva Sena, led by Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar's NCP, won 57 and 41 seats. Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Sorin will expand his cabinet today. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will administer the oath of office and secrecy to the ministers at Raj Bhavan in Ranchi this afternoon. A total of 11 ministers are scheduled to be inducted into the cabinet. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha will have 6 ministers, Congress 4, and there will be one minister from Rashtriya Janata Dal. JMM General Secretary Supriya Bhattacharya said the cabinet will represent all regions of Jharkhand. Hemant Sorin had taken oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand on the 28th of November. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a 5-day visit to her home state Odisha from Tuesday, will attend the 40th convocation of Odisha University of Agriculture and Technology in Bhubaneswar today. She is also scheduled to inaugurate the Bhubaneswar Judicial Court Complex, a 5-story building with state-of-the-art amenities including 55 courtrooms, record rooms, a library and a conference hall this afternoon. The president will visit her home district, Mayurbhanj, from tomorrow to interact with residents of Upar Bera village, her birthplace. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Kuwait's Foreign Minister Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, to establish a Joint Commission for Cooperation, JCC, at the level of foreign ministers. The MOU was signed during a meeting between the two leaders in New Delhi yesterday. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that India is committed to strengthening the bilateral ties with Kuwait across various domains. The agreement outlines the formation of new joint working groups in sectors including trade, investment, education, technology, agriculture, security, and culture. These groups will operate under the JCC to review and monitor bilateral relations between the two nations. Earlier yesterday, Kuwaiti Foreign Minister called on Prime Minister Modi at his official residence. Prime Minister Modi expressed confidence that the close cooperation between India and the Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, would be further strengthened under Kuwait's ongoing presidency of GCC. Prime Minister Modi and Kuwaiti Foreign Minister discussed measures to enhance cooperation in trade, investment, energy, technology, culture, and strong people-to-people ties. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has rescheduled the launch of European Space Agency's Proba 3 spacecraft due to an anomaly detected in the satellite. It will now be launched at 4:12 p.m. today on board PSLV C-59 from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. Earlier, the mission was scheduled to be launched at 4:08 p.m. yesterday. Ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has mounted a stinging attack on the country's interim leader, Muhammad Yunus, over persecution of minorities in Bangladesh. In a virtual address at an event in New York, Sheikh Hasina accused Muhammad Yunus of perpetrating genocide and failing to protect minorities, including Hindus. She also claimed that there were plans to assassinate her and her sister Sheikh Rehana, just like their father Sheikh Mujibur Rahman. It was Sheikh Hasina's first public address after leaving the country in August in the face of anti-government protests. And in Men's Hockey Junior Asia Cup Final 2024, Indian hockey team defeated arch rivals Pakistan 5-3 in Muscat, Oman last night. With this win, India claimed its fifth title in the continental tournament. Previously, India won the crown in 2004, 2008, 2015 and 2023. And that is the end of this news bulletin.